Lisa.
Oh, you have a guitar.
I thought maybe you'd like to hear a song.
I'd love to.
This is one of my favorites.
Stacy, can I come over after school?
You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, playing hundreds of songs from the 60s to today.
Hundreds of songs? Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the music, you know what that means. It's time for more of the March mayhem of music.
First try.
That's right, I didn't mess it up this time. Samuel and Jillian Granato bring you the Listen by Numbers second round. We're going to have our 4-5 match, or I already messed up, 3-6 matchup, excuse me, and our 2-7 matchup today. But before we get to that, we want to reveal yesterday's results. We had a major upset, potentially the biggest upset of the tournament. We now only have 7 perfect brackets remaining. 7 brackets. We started with, 100 some, I think, right?
Yeah, it started off at, a little bit over 100, and then it broke down to, 42, I think it was, or something around there, and then 42, it went all the way down to 7.
Yeah, so we had, Rihanna beating Lady Gaga, and, I believe...
Taylor Swift won against, Justin Bieber.
Which,
so that was probably the biggest upset of the entire bracket.
That Taylor Swift Justin Bieber matchup was pretty neck and neck for a while.
Yeah, it went back and forth from 51 to it was just crazy because it went back and forth from 50-50 the entire day.
Yeah, the T Swizzle fans out there were sweating a lot of the day, but Taylor Swift pulls the win and 7 perfect brackets remaining. But anyway, we're gonna move on to our 3-6 matchup in our Listen by Numbers bracket. We've got One Direction going up against 5 Seconds of Summer. The boy band matchup, as I like to call it. And this is probably the one I'm most excited for. I can't exactly tell you why, because I don't exactly have a vested interest in either of these bands. I just like the idea of two boy bands going up against one another. So One Direction, of course, the modern-day Backstreet Boys. Niall, I'm going to mess these names up. Jill, are you more versed in these names?
Niall Horan.
Got it.
Liam Payne, Harry Styles, Louis something.
Got it. Tomlinson.
Tomlinson.
Sorry, One Direction
fans. Previously, Zayn Malik until his departure from the band on the 25th of March, 2015.
Rest in peace, Zayn. He's not dead, but I imagine to most One Direction fans,
he's probably dead to them.
He might as well be. Our first song we're going to play is, of course, Story of My Life, probably their biggest hit, arguably. It's also their first hit. It was released in 2013, contains neo-folk elements, and in my prep work for the show, I saw the words neo-folk, and I was like, that sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
So I threw that in.
What is that?
I'm guessing it means new folk, which is anyone's guess, really. I have no idea. Also, best fact, the Chipettes covered it in the live stage tour, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the musical. So for all you Chipmunk fans out there...
It's a musical?
Of course. There's a musical of everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the Chipettes. We're not going to play that version, unfortunately, for all you Alvin and the Chipmunk fans out there.
That's pretty sad, actually.
It's pretty depressing. but instead, we're going to get off and play Story of My Life by One Direction. It's Listen by Numbers right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone.
and I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home, I dive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope, I spend her love until she's broken. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. I'll drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope. I spend her love until she's broken. It's like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen. The story of my life, I give her hope. I spend her love until she's broken.
One Direction, right here on Sterling High School Radio. That was Story of My Life, the first song in our 3-6 matchup, One Direction.
This bracket's only going in one direction.
At what time did you get to bed last night thinking about that, Jill? 2 o'clock, maybe?
just now, because I'm terrible. I'm a terrible human being.
That was great.
I love dad puns.
That was great. A wonderful joke. I was actually incorrect in my fact before. That wasn't their first big hit. Our next song we're going to play was actually their first big hit. I was close. What Makes You Beautiful is their first big hit for all those of you playing at home. It sold 4.8 million copies digitally and was certified triple platinum, which is a pretty big deal.
Story of My Life was probably second big hit, but I mean, that's okay.
It's so hard to keep track. All the so much variety, musical variety.
This song, they ended up playing on the radio way too much.
Yeah.
And as of like most new songs, but after a while, everyone just kind of knows it.
Yep. I'm pretty sure when I play it, I'm going to know the words, despite the fact that I can't remember distinctly sitting down and listening to it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those wonderful little earworms that kind of,
gets like commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. Commercial jingles, that kind of thing. So without any more delay, here is What Makes You Beautiful, their second One Direction song. This is Listen by Numbers right here on Sterling Radio.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
One Direction with What Makes You Beautiful. I have a conundrum with that song. So the song is called What Makes You Beautiful, right? And the whole time he's singing about how you don't know that you're beautiful and that's what makes you beautiful. But mm-hmm. here's the thing. He's singing the song to her,
yeah.
telling her that she's beautiful. So then she would know that she's beautiful, which then renders her not beautiful by the One Direction logic.
Wait.
Think about it.
Wait, no. So... Hold on. You have to explain that again.
Okay, so in the song, he says, you don't know you're beautiful. Uh-huh. That's what makes you beautiful. But by singing this song, he's telling her that she's beautiful. So she would know.
Yeah.
It renders the whole thing obsolete.
Oh, true story.
Yeah, see, this is... I don't listen to One Direction songs, but when I do, they become deep philosophical debates.
So really, he's just backwards
yeah.
way...
He's insulting her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like he's calling her ugly.
Right, yeah, basically.
Because... So, okay, so she says, so she's beautiful by not knowing that she's beautiful, mm-hmm. and then he goes and, like, tells her that.
Yeah.
So then...
It's like quantum mechanics. When you look at something, it changes it. That's for a different show.
This is a redundant song.
I know. It's, yeah, it's almost like it's a pop hit or something.
Yeah.
That was mean. I'm sorry. but anyway, we're going to play our third and final song from One Direction. The best song ever, which... Judging by the title, I probably should have led with it. But best song ever, another One Direction hit.
It's like the best song ever, you know?
It is, according to them, the best song ever.
Yeah.
It's another fun pop song. You can sing along with your friends. Most of you probably know the words. We are going to get off to this final song from One Direction. Enjoy.
Best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes. It was your best song ever. It was your best song ever.
Best song ever, in case you didn't get the memo. Best song ever by One Direction, of course. Final song in our first half of our first matchup. One Direction going up against our next band, 5 Seconds of Summer. Another 5 Seconds of Summer is, of course, another pop band. This time they're from Australia. They're a little bit different from One Direction. 5 Seconds of Summer actually started on YouTube. YouTube was sort of becoming the new hot medium for everyone, and that's kind of where they got their start.
Were they the ones on The Voice, or was that One Direction?
I you know, Joe, I really wish I knew. I have no idea, honestly.
Because I feel like one of them was on, like, a singing show of some sort.
Was one of them on Glee? Maybe one of the guys from One Direction might have been on Glee? Maybe? Ooh. I don't know. For those of you listening along in your classrooms or at home, feel free to correct us. Or if you see me or Joe in the hallway, just scream a One Direction fact at us.
Yeah.
See how well that goes over.
Please enlighten us.
Yeah, we're dying. We're hungry for knowledge for more about these bands.
Yes.
But our first song from 5 Seconds of Summer we're going to play is, of course, She Looks Perfect. She looks so perfect. Their debut hit, it peaked at number one in Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, and Scotland, and it won Song of the Year in the 2014 ARIA Awards. I have no idea what those are, but they sound important.
Anything in capital letters is important.
I imagine it stands for something, but like any good show, or any good host, rather, I didn't do the prep work to figure out what that meant. So if you are a fan of the ARIA Awards, you can explain that as well, because I don't know what those are, but they sound important. So our first song, She Looks So Perfect, polls will go up at the end of the show, and you can vote between these two bands, as well as our next matchup. Cool. So...
ARIA is Australian Recording Industry Association Music Awards.
Well, there you go. It's like the Australian Grammys.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's fancy.
That does sound pretty neat. Anyway, so we're going to get off to our first song here. Here is She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer right here on Sterling Radio, March Mayhem and Madness. Stay tuned. She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer. A couple quick tournament updates for you. We said earlier 7 perfect brackets remain.
We lied.
We unintentionally lied. We had a correction from our producer, Mr. Rob Strauss. He said that there are, in fact, 6 perfect brackets left. So sorry to that 7th person. You didn't make the cut. Also, a shout-out to Mr. Greener's class and Cassidy Lazinski. We hear you guys are listening, so we're glad, and we're happy you're tuning in. Moving on to the second song from 5 Seconds of Summer, we're going to play Amnesia. It's a mellow pop rock slow jam, and if they could fit any more adjectives into that description, I would have included them. It's the 3rd single off their new album, so listen and see if you can hear the mellow, the pop, the rock, and the slow jam.
Didn't they just release this song?
Yeah, they did. I think
it was like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. It's fairly recent, so you know it might help them in the tournament. New music coming out always helps boost a band's numbers. So here is Amnesia from 5 Seconds of Summer. Oh, also, we went to the break last time, and I realized I said March Mayhem of Madness, which isn't the name of the tournament at all. I'm having such a hard time saying what we're doing. It's the March Mayhem of Music, right here on Sterling Radio.
Drove by all the places we used to hang out, getting wasted. I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way you tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing fine, are you somewhere feeling lonely, even though he's right beside you? When he says those words that hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things, like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you, and the memories I never can escape. 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
The pictures that you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things, like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you, and the memories woke up with you right beside me. Like all of this was just some twisted dream. I'd hold you closer than I ever did before. And you'd never slip away, and you'd never hear me say. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things, like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you, and the memories I never can escape. 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
me this is just a dream. Cause I'm really not fine at all.
Amnesia rounding out our first matchup, One Direction versus 5 Seconds of Summer. That was the final song from 5 Seconds of Summer you're going to hear. Like I said before, the polls will be going up at the end of class in about 20 or so minutes. But we're going to move on to our next matchup, which is our second seed U2 going up against our seventh seed, Matchbox 20. U2, probably one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. That's tough. That's a tough act to follow for Matchbox 20. But our first song from U2 that we're going to play is With or Without You. It was top of the Billboard 100 when it came out for 3 weeks straight, which is a pretty impressive accomplishment. And it was number 2 for an additional 3 weeks after that. So this song was highly popular. And it's also one of the songs that gets covered a lot. So you might have, if you don't know the U2 version, you probably know someone else's version. So here is With or Without You, right here on Sterling Radio. March mayhem of music. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back momentarily.
Yourself.
That was a double shot of U2 there. Quick 10-minute break for us because those songs are so long. First, you heard... why did I just forget? We just played it. What's wrong with me? With or Without You. Sorry about that. And then the second song we played was I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. It was released in 1987 and peaked at number one on the Billboard 100 chart. It won two Grammys for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, which was, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, coming home with two Grammys for the probably two of the biggest awards the Grammys gives out. And it ranked number 93 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. So playing U2, bringing you the best of U2 that we can find, I think those are two great songs to give you. Moving on to our final band for today, who's going up against U2, we've got Matchbox 20. Jill's going to provide you some details for them.
We're going to play 3 AM. It topped the Canada RPM charts in 1998. The song was written by Rob Thomas, Jay Stanley, John Leslie Goff, and Brian Yale while performing together in the early 1990s band Tabitha's Secret. They ended up quitting the band to form Matchbox 20, and then right after that they recently released the songs on their new album, including 3 AM.
So here is, we're going to play a little 3AM for you. For those of you wondering, we are not going to be playing the Rob Thomas Santana song. So if you wanted to hear that, sorry, not today.
Sorry to disappoint.
Here's 3AM, Sterling Radio.
She said it's cold outside and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams and her voice is straining. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Yeah, when she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yeah. Life is made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stopped raining. We'll be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yes, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. We're having Jesus, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
That was 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20, a song that I just discovered was by Matchbox 20.
I feel like a lot of their songs are like that.
Yeah, that was I love that song. I didn't even know it was them. So
that's another song that everyone has to know,
yep.
Unless they're not human.
So our final song for today that we're going to play is Push by Matchbox 20. When the song was originally released, a lot of feminists got mad because they thought the song was about women being abused, but in actuality it was actually about Rob Thomas being abused himself. So kind of a hidden meaning there to that song. The song hit the top of modern rock tracks in the year 1997, so extremely popular in that year. So we're going to get off to our final song here. Here is Push, right here on Sterling Radio.
She said, I don't know if I've ever been good enough. I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head is caving in. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a hand that's touched me, and I feel like something's gonna give. And I'm a little bit angry. Well, this ain't over. No, not here. Not while I still need you around. You don't hold me. We're not changing. Yeah, we just might. Push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I won't take you for granted. Well, I wanna take you for granted. Yeah, I will. I will. Like I'm a little untrusting when I think that the truth is gonna hurt ya. And I don't know why you couldn't just stay with me. You couldn't stand to be near me when my face don't seem to wanna shine. Cause it's a little bit dirty. Oh well, well don't just stand there. Say nice things to me. I've been cheated, I've been wrong. You don't know me. Well, I can't change. Well, I won't do anything at all. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna take you home. Don't bowl me over. Just wait a minute. Well, I kind of fell apart. Things get so crazy, crazy. Don't rush this.
That was Matchbox 20 with Push, rounding out our matchups for the day. Sam Whalen here, joined by special sub-in guest, Mr. Rob Strauss.
Had to make a quick entrance for Jillian. She had to scoot out. But Matchbox 20, one of those great 90s bands that just put out adult contemporary hits, just one after another after another. Rob Thomas, a phenomenal solo career as well, a little bit after that, and did a lot of touring recently with Counting Crows and opening up for them.
Yeah, as we were playing the songs, I realized that all these songs we're playing are songs that I like and love, and it's Matchbox 20, and I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of these songs came out, and when they hit big, I think was mostly when you guys were just like real little. So you got to think like mid to late 90s and even into the early 2000s, and you don't realize how many good songs they actually have until you're like, I know them. Yeah. I didn't know this was them. And then you start putting two and two together. So they are really good. And Rob Thomas, I've seen him live a couple times, is just as good on the album as he is live. So and that's the true mark of a good artist right there.
Yeah, doing this tournament, I'm definitely going to have to check them out more and listen to their deeper stuff and listen to Rob Thomas's solo career. So like I said, rounding up that matchup, that was U2 against Matchbox 20. Polls should be going up any moment now, unless they're already up and I missed it.
Put them up as soon at the conclusion of the show.
Okay.
A full 24 hours to breathe a little bit.
So tomorrow, make sure to tune in. We've got the Mad Lads of Rock doing their round two matchups. We've got the 3 seed, who is 21 Pilots, going up against the 6 seed Nirvana.
That's a bracket buster right there. There are so many people that are left, and we did the math on it. 6 perfect brackets remain, and there are roughly 20 brackets that only have one wrong. And I think of the ones that only have one wrong, I think that's one that's split right down the middle. Half are going to go 21 Pilots, half are going to go Nirvana, and that's a good matchup, not only musically, but also if you're trying to keep your bracket intact for the tournament.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough one. And then we also have the 2-7 matchup. We've got Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fall Out Boy, another interesting matchup. I'm wearing a Red Hot Chili Peppers shirt right now.
Yeah, I was about to say that as well. I know who you're voting for, and Red Hot Chili Peppers won the inaugural March Mayhem of Music way back in the day 4 years ago. So their library discography really needs no introduction whatsoever. They're Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. They've been doing their punk alt rock thing since the early 80s, probably mid 80s to late 80s, and then obviously with the 90s with the Blood Sugar Sex Magik album and the Californication album, and then so on and so forth from there. Mother's Milk was their first album, which was great. If you're in more of the punk stuff, then that's probably the album. More the underground album for them, but Blood Sugar Sex Magik is the one that really put them on the map in the 90s.
Yeah, we could definitely do a whole show on them if you wanted to, but
we could do a tournament of all their songs just put them in a 64 team bracket, and just their library is really unheralded. They're so good, and they're still around. They've lasted and lasted and lasted, and they're still putting out albums. So that's a great matchup. And then you've also got Fall Out Boy, which is kind of like a popular around the students here, so that'll be interesting to see how the students match up with that. Both of those matchups really could go either way.
Gonna be a close show tomorrow, a great show tomorrow, but closing out our show today, continuing the trend of bands that didn't make the cut, B52 is gonna play us out today. Here is Love Shack on Sterling Radio. Thank you for listening.